Good morning, everybody. A couple of announcements before we get started. Actually, first, Becky. Becky has an announcement.
We just wanted to tell you that your invitation to the ladies' luncheon has been prepared and will be available for you to pick up after service. Every lady in the church should receive an invitation. Everyone. So, Jenny will be out in the market with those boxes.
Thank you, Becky. And Kay, did you say pieces by piece? Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, pieces by piece also. There are a few more announcements. Beginning today, our guidance has changed from the state and from the OHA. And we no longer need to wear these in church if we do not want to. However, it is completely optional, and anybody who does want to continue to wear a mask should feel perfectly free to do so. Okay? And just another quick shout out, I wanted to thank the congregation for your great support and compliance during this past couple of years concerning all of these rules that we've had to issue here at church. Thank you very much. Also, thank you to our hygiene team. Jeanette, I don't see Jeanette this morning, Kat Yearling, Dan, and Barry, who am I leaving out? And then of course, George, our cameraman this morning, and Todd. So thank you to them for helping us with our policy and helping us to try to remain safe here in church. Also would like to invite you to our midweek Lent service on Wednesday, March 16th. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. after Lucky will be back and leading us in that service. A reminder that our next Peace Council meeting is this Tuesday, right, George? March 15th. That'll be at 7 p.m. And we will be meeting in person here. George, will there be a Zoom option for those who can't attend for that? We don't know yet. Okay. Email George if you want that. Email George or one of us if some of you might want to attend that are normally there at Peace Council or that are not. It is an open meeting, not just delegated to anybody who's on the council. Next thing is that today is Mike Box Sunday. My Box Sunday, right, Peggy?
Yes.
We have a table set up over here for your My Boxes throughout the service or at the end of the service. Please feel free to bring your My Boxes up to the table. We also have fellowship today at the end of service in the fellowship hall. Feel free to attend. It'll be our first fellowship without masks required in some time. But again, it's optional, and feel free to wear yours if you feel like you want to or should. Pastor Lucky will be back in the office this Wednesday, the 16th, and so you can feel free to contact him or come in and visit then. The last reminder I have is that we do have the Extending Peace Committee meeting tonight. That will be tonight at 6 p.m. We'll meet usually. We've been very good at ending by 7 o'clock, so from 6 to 7, it is on Zoom. So those of you who don't normally attend, please feel free to reach out to me by email, and I can send you a link if you'd like to attend that meeting. So without any further ado, I know that was a lot of announcements. I would like to introduce Pastor Paul Gallagher. Pastor Gallagher has pastored churches in Florida, Georgia, it's a long list, folks. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Monmouth.
Right.
Monmouth. Okay. He's also worked closely with the charitable organization Food for the Poor. As some of you are familiar with that organization, it's very large. He lives in Monmouth with his wife Susan. And also pastored church in Monmouth as well. One little side note that I was told I had to mention is that Pastor Gallagher was also a personal friend, close personal friend of Louise Leslie.
Thank you. Actually, Louise Leslie, who was a member here for many years, she knew my wife. And my wife's uncle, Walter Boss, was pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Salem. And Susan rode out on the train from Cleveland, Ohio, all the way out to, or with her grandmother in 1958 or 59, something like that, when she was a teenager, and spent the summer and met Louise, who was a DCE intern at that time, 20-some years old, dark hair. And so we renewed our friendship with her when we moved out to Oregon in 2006. Also, this is always a special Sunday. It's a pastor's favorite, most fun Sunday. It's St. Daylight Savings Time Sunday. And we're all kind of groggy, I know, so I'll try to liven things. But what makes it so much fun for a pastor is during the closing hymn, I'm looking that direction, and I can see the people walking into church during the closing hymn thinking it's time to start church. And that's always fun for a pastor. Well, let's get serious. I have a moment of silence, and then we'll join together on page 4. Everything you need to know in the service is printed in the bulletin here.